Here's read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. A new business fraud lawsuit claims the Russ Darrow car dealership in West Bend was involved in a scheme to have fake buyers send SUVs to China, then stiff the lending company for the loan on the vehicle. The Wisconsin State Senate has approved Governor Walker's $100 million school safety plan, but voted down a plan to strengthen gun laws. And at a committee hearing yesterday, State Assembly Democrats questioned whether it was appropriate to have the Department of Justice, led by Brad Schimmel, award the $100 million in grants that Governor Walker wants to spend on school security. Okay, here's read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The Wisconsin Senate voted yesterday to give Wisconsin residents a one-weekend sales tax holiday and a one-time $100 child tax rebate. Republicans hope the giveaways can help the governor's chance of being reelected. The state of Wisconsin has agreed to pay nearly $19 million to a former teen inmate at the Copper Hills School for Girls who suffered brain damage after a suicide attempt. And you can learn how to create a lead-safe home this evening at a free workshop. The workshop will be held at the Wisconsin Black Historical Society, 2620 West Center Street, from 6 to 8 p.m., and everyone is welcome. Okay, here's read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. A new business fraud lawsuit claims the Russ Darrow car dealership in West Bend was involved in a scheme to have fake buyers send SUVs to China, then stiff the lending company for the loan on the vehicle. The Wisconsin Senate has approved Governor Walker's $100 million school safety plan, but voted down a plan to strengthen gun laws. The Wisconsin Senate voted yesterday to give Wisconsin residents a one-weekend sales tax holiday and a one-time $100 child tax rebate. Republicans hope the giveaways can help the governor's chance of being reelected. And the L.A. Clippers are in town tonight to take on the Bucks. Okay, here's read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. At a committee hearing yesterday, State Assembly Democrats questioned whether it was appropriate to have the Department of Justice, led by Brad Schimmel, award the $100 million in grants that Governor Walker wants to spend on school security. And this Saturday is the March for Our Lives in Washington, D.C. and other cities across the United States, including several cities in Wisconsin. In Milwaukee, the march will start at the county courthouse at 901 North 9th Street at 10 a.m., then proceed to City Hall, where several speakers will address the students, teachers, and supporters. The event is scheduled to last until 3 p.m., and everyone is welcome. Okay, here is the forecast for today. Outside today, mostly cloudy, then clearing this evening with mostly clear skies overnight. Lows tonight in the mid-20s. Sunshine tomorrow and Friday. Highs tomorrow in the low 40s. Highs on Friday around 40 degrees. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels. Okay, I'm going to do an alternate weather forecast with Thursday and Friday separated here. Outside today, mostly cloudy, then clearing skies tonight. Lows tonight in the mid-20s. For tomorrow, sunshine with highs in the low 40s. For Friday, sunshine with highs around 40 degrees. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels. Hey, this is Stu Daniels, host of Stu Man PM, politics and music heard every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. here on Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network. Stu Man PM is your Sunday afternoon update on two of my favorite topics, politics, and music. Join me this Sunday when my guest will be Congresswoman Gwen Moore. We'll be talking politics, we'll be talking music, and we'll be talking Hamilton. Stu Mann PM, Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. here on Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network.